Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Well, welcome to the big show, the big New Year's Eve edition of Radio Night Live. Glad to have you with us. If you're on one of the 300 radio stations that are taking this broadcast, thank you for being here. If you're on one of the two television networks that carries this broadcast, thank you for being here as well. We are very honored to have each of you viewing, watching, listening as we get into the big news of the week and what's going on. We've got a big show for you, by the way. In fact, let's go back to the big board real quick there, Mr. Ivan. We have got for you tonight a number of topics that are going to be of vital importance that we get to. Everything from what your kids are going to face in the new year to what, there's actually some wins that I want to tell you about. But we've got Brian Clark. He's going to talk to us about our military and some of the advantages we're going to be able to put up very soon doing some very common sense things. Bethany Mandel is here with a very important topic that always is looking out for your best interest, particularly for that with your children. Dr. Gina Loudon's back in the house tonight. There is much that she has to say in terms of the outlook for 2023 on where we're headed. Kelsey Bowler is here. Did you know about the American Girl controversy? We're going to delve into that a little bit. We're going to debut something that's going to be part of the new broadcast. I'm going to tell you more about that in just a second. But Kelly Collette will be our first featured a guest on the new comedy stage here. And we've got some more important things to get to. Plus, you know, for the last number of years, we've highlighted the music spotlight each week. And I am proud to say that out of that music spotlight, we have helped spawn numerous number ones that have gone on to great glory later in the year. Well, I've done it again. I've asked you. I've asked the viewers. I've asked the people at the Billboard and iTunes and other places that market and chart such things. I came out of music radio, so there's a piece of me that just loves good music, and I'm very honored tonight. We have the two top songs of the year from the new music spotlight, and we'll be announcing what those were before the show is over as well. So all that straight ahead. And we're gonna get into some very important things. But I want to, before I go on any further, I want to make sure that you get a piece of good news tonight. A piece of good news. The news is not all bad. We are not losing on every front. At times it feels like that. And I will tell you, I am not sad about the idea that 2022 is going away. I am actually quite pleased that we are going to be done with this year very, very shortly. But at the end of the day, I want to see wins go up on the board. I want to see success be had in all the areas of push that we continue to give, particularly with some of the real social constructs that we have advocated for. And 2022 was a record year in that regard, in the fact that we overturned Roe v. Wade. And it made the left mad, and they're not going to let up. That's why we have to be very firm and continue to be vigilant on the behalf of the unborn, because there are still a lot of children at risk, even though Roe v. Wade has been overturned. But that was kind of a big highlight in terms of public policy. But on the election night in 2020, when the media said there was no red wave, when the Senate races didn't turn out the way many of us wanted them to, when a renewed conflict erupted between Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump and who has the better candidates and who endorses the better people and all the other stuff that we've had to put up with, underneath all of that, there were two significant victories. One, we took the House, and Kevin McCarthy, if he becomes Speaker, will have a vote larger margin than the previous Democrat-controlled Congress that is coming to its end. But there was another more significant red wave that night, and it took place in all 50 states, at least 50 different school districts that had some very significant local races that went from people being on school boards that were progressive and pushing things in those school districts that were untenable to the families of those school districts, that were untenable to the parents of the children that are in those school districts, school boards that were pushing policies regarding CRT and transitioning kids at on a sexual basis behind their parents' knowledge and permission, encouraging the use of pronouns and altered names at school, all kinds of looniness. This was taking place, and in at least 50 of the biggest school districts nationwide, voters stood up and said, no, not on our watch. We're not going to let that happen. Well, we have begun to see some of the fruit of that actual red wave take place. And I go to Dateline, Temecula, California, the Temecula Valley Unified School Board, yesterday adopting a brand new resolution, 3-2, which bans the teaching of CRT in the classroom. The same night, the three new board members were sworn in. So the first item of business, and this is so important, when you get the right people motivated by the right causes into the right places of office, they can make an immediate impact. And on the night that these three new school board members were sworn in, they adopted the policy that banned the progressive nuttiness from coming into their school. Friends, this is a sign of hope. This is a sign that at the very closest level to where your family is, you can impact and affect change if you so wish. And that's got to be the message for 2023. We've got to stand up and say, hey, did you know that if you apply just simple effort to clear thinking and common sense, you can in fact make a difference. Now, let me give you some more of the resolution was introduced by the newly elected Joseph Komorowski, who said the resolution was a way for him to keep a campaign promise. The first night, Dr. Joseph Komorowski said, I ran my campaign making promises to my future constituents, and tonight I'm going to make good on keeping those campaign promises. Pastor Tim Thompson, founder of the Inland Empire Family Pack, a group focused on parental rights and education that endorsed the three candidates, told the Daily Caller, this is the first one, and he did good on that campaign promise. I'm grateful for that. He's a man of his word. All three of them did. CRT holds that America is systemically racist, and I will say, Kevin McCullough will say, that it actually uses racism to try to counterbalance what it calls the systemically racist system. So I don't know exactly how CRT was designed and specifically idealized to fix something. But if you use the very thing that you're criticizing to try to fix what you say the problem is, you're not going to be successful. And furthermore, CRT, in using its racist approach, which basically says that all white kids in the classroom are products of racism, and that they therefore must apologize and be subservient to the children of color. This is not taking us in the direction that's helpful, and it's not taking us in a direction where we want and need to go. So, friends, chin up. We've got good on our side, and in at least 50 different cities across the country, there is going to be tangible differences made because of the elections of 2020. Now, I'm hopeful that Congress won't sit around and twiddle its thumbs either. I'm hopeful that Kevin McCarthy will get after it and get things done. I'm hopeful that we will find out the truth about some of these investigations that need to occur. But at the very bottom line of all of this, it proves that if you apply yourself, if you get the message out, if you work hard for the cause of what's good, at least in those 50 school boards, we are going to start to see some pretty radically good impact on the equation. All right, Kevin McCullough is my name. Tonight is the probably second to last edition of what we are calling Radio Night Live. At the beginning of the next hour, I'm going to go into detail on what all of that includes, but there's some changes coming. If you're a current radio station or television network that is carrying the show, you're gonna enjoy the new iteration of what we're doing even more so than what we have been doing here. But I hope that you will stick around and find out some very exciting stuff, some very high credentialed people coming alongside and pouring into us. And we're grateful for all of that help as we continue to try to keep you informed on Saturday evenings and Sundays here through your weekend. Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
All right, welcome. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. There are a lot of things that the new Congress will have to focus on come January, and one of the very important ones, I think, is always going to be national security and what we need to do to shore up our weaknesses as they've been exposed in a lot of different areas. We've had lots of experts on this show talk about this very thing, K.T. McFarland, first and foremost among them, saying that with China, we've really got to play a different type of game than maybe with Iran or Russia. Someone that may agree with that statement is Brian Clark, Senior Fellow and Director for the Center for Defense Concepts and Technology at the Hudson Institute, and he's calling us live from the Pentagon. Very appreciative of his time for this. Brian, thanks for being here. There's a whole theory out there that, well, it's not a theory, it's proven. China has exploited us with commercial technology left and right. They've stolen a lot of secrets on IT proprietary stuff for a long time. TikTok's probably spying on us even as we speak.
Right.
But you guys have said there's a way to turn this commercial technology to our advantage. First of all, why do we need to? And secondly, how do we do it?
Yeah, Kevin, thanks for having me on. Absolutely. Commercial technology is advancing so much faster than what the military is able to do for itself or with its custom-built systems that the DoD just needs to start embracing that commercial technology's opportunity. So one great place for that is 5G. So we've got this huge investment in 5G being done by the private sector to serve billions of users far beyond anything that the DoD or the U.S. military has. And what you're seeing is that the electronics they're able to generate are much more sophisticated. And they stay at that cutting edge. And the U.S. military's electronics are, you know, generally Cold War technology that's been sort of advanced a little bit over the years. But, you know, it's custom built, it's legacy, it's not able to be as sophisticated as it could be. So we can really advance a lot of the military electronics, you know, the electronic warfare systems, the radars, the weapons, if we start bringing in microelectronics from the commercial sector and put them into these weapon systems. And instead of, you know, looking at the military as being behind, you know, put the military at the leading edge.
Isn't this how we used to do defense projects? I remember, because I grew up in the shadow of Carswell Air Force Base, but L.D. Bell Helicopter and some other companies that worked on a lot of, you know, private sector items that were had military application were also headquartered in that region of the country. And I just remember thinking, well, isn't this the way it should be done? Like, private sector advancement can help the very sluggish public sector need for these things.
You're right. And so during the Cold War, you know, the U.S. did put a lot of investment from the government into, you know, new computer technology, telecommunications, nuclear power. It said all these technologies emerged out of the government, but then the private sector took them and then, you know, rapidly advanced them. And the government, meanwhile, kind of stayed the same. So now what we need to do is sort of flip the script. And instead of the government sort of spurring commercial technology development, now take the commercial technology and import it back into the government.
So let's talk about what this looks like, practically speaking, from what our current needs are. What could we take advantage of, and what would, you know, what will it do, especially in relationship to China?
You bet. Right now what the U.S. military is looking at doing is trying to create a much larger force with a lot more unmanned systems, a lot more swarming unmanned systems that would do jamming, decoy, deception, that would carry weapons, just like you're seeing in Ukraine. And these systems are, you know, relatively supposed to be cheap and numerous. Well, the way you get to cheap and numerous is by taking the commercial electronics and using them instead of custom building your own. And that's been a big problem for the U.S. military is it defines its own requirements. It requires everything to be custom built, whether it's a radar or an electronic warfare jammer or the guidance system on a drone. But instead of building it all yourself, if they harvest this from the commercial world, so 5G base stations, 5G cell phones, our own user equipment, all incorporate the kinds of sophisticated chips that you would need in guidance systems for drones, for example. They incorporate the kind of antenna and transmitter equipment that you would need to be able to have a high-end jammer or high-end radar. That stuff can be simply imported right into military systems and used more or less off the shelf. And DOD needs to start embracing that. And it's starting to in a very small way, but we need to accelerate that effort.
If that is in fact the case, and I'm trying to think through all the different angles on this, isn't there a danger in the commercial market being somewhat compromised if it is known that our military is using the off-the-shelf solutions?
Right. So if you knew which chips the U.S. military was going to use, and if the U.S. military didn't adapt them in any way, there could be that danger. I mean, but the one benefit of using commercial electronics is it's if you're, you know, for example, Qualcomm makes hundreds of millions of each of its sort of 5G modem chips that go into your cell phone, hundreds of millions per year. There's no way for them to know, or for anybody in the supply chain to know, which ones are going to go to the military versus which ones go to your or my iPhone. So the just the vast quantity of commercial microelectronics are such that it's going to be hard to figure out which are being diverted for military purposes. The other thing is that the DoD is also looking at ways to adapt these commercial electronics slightly to, you know, meet its own needs, but then to also incorporate what they call zero trust. So if you take the commercial microelectronics chips and then you repackage them in a new way, new architecture, it's hard for the builder to understand exactly what it's going to look like when it gets into the weapon system. So it's a way of establishing a zero trust relationship where the DoD can feel like you can take these commercial electronics, repackage them in any way that, in a new way that the original manufacturer doesn't understand, and they can feel confident that that final architecture is not something that an enemy could predict and then exploit it.
Because that was the rationale behind why government had standards that it set privately, right? I mean, that so that no one else could know the problem is when they started doing that, a $5 hammer began to cost like $75 to the taxpayer. Is that the same type of idea here? We're paying way more through the nose for something that's not nearly as good.
Absolutely, right? So instead of designing your own hammer, go ahead and buy the commercial hammer. And then that might mean you have to change how you fight a little bit. So for example, as the military starts to adopt more of these cheap, numerous systems, that gives it the opportunity to use some of these commercial microelectronics because it doesn't have to be specialized for the military's particular way of doing things. So it means that the DoD's got to start rethinking how it defines requirements so that it can go to a commercial-first model, essentially to say, well, what's on the shelf that I can use, and then what does that mean for how I'm going to operate and fight and build these systems? Because how they do it now is they decide how they want to fight and build the systems, and then they go custom build something to solve that problem.
Right.
They need to start reversing that model to look commercial first instead of custom build first.
It's too much reinvention of the wheel when the wheel is
exactly working
just fine. Let me ask you this. It's no secret that one of the reasons China is so intent on Taiwan is because of their microprocessor capabilities, and they can turn out billions of them. Is this a way that we can also have an impact on that conflict by boosting this sector for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a way the U.S. government is putting a lot of investment through the Chips and Science Act. It just put these export controls in that are trying to reduce the amount of leakage of technology over to China. So certainly by having the military become a bigger customer of commercial microelectronics, that's going to help improve the condition of the U.S. microelectronics supply chain.
Does that have direct impact on the Chinese-Taiwan equation?
It does, right? So if you make yourself less dependent upon Taiwan by investing more in U.S.-built microelectronics that the military might use, then you're going to make yourself more resilient and reduce that vulnerability that you have to Taiwan becoming part of China. It also reduces the value to China of invading Taiwan because you're not going to be able to cut the U.S. off from the microelectronics that it needs.
Well, I really appreciate you helping us understand this, Brian Clark of the Hudson Institute. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Kevin. It was great to be on.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Marking 2023 around the world, this woman is excited to join the full capacity for the ball drop in Times Square.
I've never been to New York before, so what better time than New Year's Eve?
Thousands also gathered in Sydney, Australia for the city's famed fireworks display over the harbor. Pope Francis will preside over the funeral of his predecessor, former Pope Benedict XVI, Officials say Benedict's body will be moved to St. Peter's Basilica Monday so the faithful can pay their final respects ahead of the funeral on January 5th. President Biden is responding to the death of legendary news anchor Barbara Walters. He tweeted on Saturday a photo of the two shaking hands and said she was, quote, an example of bravery and truth. Walters died Friday at age 93. Queen guitarist Brian May is being knighted by King Charles III, his first honors list since taking the throne. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and glad to welcome back Bethany Mandel. I don't think we got to speak to her last week, but glad to have her back on the show today. And Bethany, the most recent piece of your, one of the more recent pieces of yours that ran in The Spectator, deals with something. You put forward an interesting premise in the title, that falsehoods about abortion put lives at risk. Some people would say, no, duh, an abortion kills a baby every time. You're talking about the lives of the mothers. This has been a theory that has gone around. There have been theories about this for a long time, breast cancer and some other associated conditions. What are you actually taking aim at here, and what do my listeners need to know?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually was contacted by a doctor, a friend of mine, and she said, this is something you need to look into, because I'm hearing from women across the political spectrum, across the socioeconomic spectrum, and they just don't understand what this Dobbs decision means for their health. And so they're coming into her office afraid that they are not going to be provided with life-saving care in the event of an ectopic pregnancy or other sort of life-threatening conditions, when that's just not, it's not the reality.
Right.
They're all, they've always, I mean, in Texas, they've always been afforded life-saving care since abortion was made illegal there, and that's not going to change with Dobbs nationwide. But liberals have decided to try to scare the bejesus out of women and have told them that they're going to die. Abortion is health care, and if abortion isn't legal, then they die. And it's panicking women, and it's affecting their care, and it's become sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy where doctors are hearing that they're not allowed to provide life-saving care, and so they are not providing life-saving care because they have a misunderstanding themselves of the law. And
wait,
so
doctors are actually doing that?
Yes, yes. I spoke to a doctor.
Well, shame on the doctors for being that ill-informed.
Yes.
I mean,
Yes. You
would think that if you're a practitioner of medicine, you'd at least be up to date on what the law says about your practice.
You'd think, right? So I spoke to a doctor in Michigan, and the weekend that Dobbs landed, they had a patient come into their OR, into their ER, sorry, and she had a suspected ectopic pregnancy. And the even the higher-ups said, we don't really know because now we're operating under a 1931 law that outlawed abortion, and so let's just not provide her care until we figure it out and we talk to our lawyers. And there was a doctor in the ER that said, that's absurd. I'm administering care because to not do so is malpractice. But they had to go against the higher-ups at the hospital to do so. And there's stories like that going around where whether it's ignorance or honestly political malice, there are doctors who are not providing care that they are legally not just entitled to provide, but morally required to provide.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, if people have seen the film Sophie's Choice, it's any time that the life of the mother or the child is in question, it is a sad and disheartening thing. I think one of the things that people also need to understand is that these things happen on a very low percentage basis, you know, as compared to healthy pregnancies. And so we're not talking about a massive number of women that need to be panicked about this. This is something that even if it was the worst case scenario, impacts a very, very small amount of people. But the very minimum should be that doctors know the truth and that they're telling their patients the truth.
Yeah, yeah, and they're not. And I spoke to another doctor who has been working at a pro-life Catholic hospital, and they have never provided abortions. He's been operating under basically Dobbs for a very long time. And he was at a conference among other doctors who said, well, we don't know how to provide care. And he raised his hand and said, I can tell you, I've been doing it. And he said, anyone who's actually concerned and doesn't know, come to me after this speech, and I am happy to walk you through how I provide care. No one came up to him.
Hmm.
And later on in the conference, the same conversation came up, and that doctor sort of gave up the game and said, well, I mean, it's not impossible to know what we're allowed to do and not to do, but abortion is health care, and we don't want to let go of that talking point. And so even sort of they're admitting that they know how to provide care, even under sort of
tough circumstances.
This new reality, yeah, where abortion isn't legal, but that doesn't mean that they can't provide life-saving care.
Well, it's always interesting to get Bethany Mandel on the case when someone tips her off to look into something, because she always gets the facts straight. Bethany, appreciate it, and appreciate you being with us.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
Wow. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't like nobody but me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. You know, it was just this weekend when for the first time I saw the Breitbart headline saying that Father Frank Pavone, who founded the organization called Priests for Life that Dr. Alveda King and others have also represented over the last several years, had been officially defrocked by the American ambassador from the Vatican to the United States, and that this is the there's no chance for appeal and there will be no rehearing of it. And Father Frank Pavone said quite bluntly, I will never stop being a priest. I thought it was interesting as to the reasons why they said they defrocked him. And let's get into that with some discussion with Dr. Gina Loudon, a thrice-credentialed human behavioralist who knows a thing or two about the games that people play. Dr. Gina, always good to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Oh, always great to be with you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
That's it. Hey, let's quickly discuss Father Frank. When it comes to one of, like, I don't know, one of the real heroes of the pro-life movement, this man has put it bluntly for as many years as I can remember, and he's never backed down from absolute truth. And I might also add, I've never seen him once be in any other way than agreeable and winsome and saying the hard things with as much good diligence as he possibly can. What do you make of the decision by the Vatican to take this action against him?
Yeah, I think it's important to note, Kevin, that one of the things about him is the grace with which he proceeds to do his job.
I couldn't help
but be struck, honestly, by this in a special sort of a way, because so many of us have been condemned or persecuted in our own arenas for whatever reason, but very few of us, myself included, I guess I was just shocked, because his demeanor is always so full of grace and so deferential and so loving and so kind that I was surprised that he even managed to get under someone's skin, which tells you this isn't at all about him. This is about a woke Catholic Church doing an actual purge with an agenda. And all you have to do to know where the Vatican is on all of this is take a look at the fact that they are aiding and abetting the illegals coming across our border right now. Human trafficking and human slavery is at an all-time high in our world right now because of Catholic charities and the Catholic Church. None of that's being condemned.
Yeah.
But they find reason to condemn Father Frank Pavone, one of their best advocates. If nothing else, Kevin, they could have left him alone to just be out here in the conservative realm, keeping some of their conservative members who are undoubtedly going to leave over this decision. But you know what? It was more important to them to be woke and to advocate evil, and I'm talking about patent evil here, than it was to just kind of go along and get along and let conservatives stay in the church because Father people are there, and it makes you assume others are, but I guess they're not.
What's interesting was I kept, as I would see the stories coming across over the weekend, I kept trying to look for the rationale. What was the major crime that he committed to get defrocked? Mm-hmm. I mean, in evangelical circles, which I'm far more familiar with, you know, if you have an affair while you're in ministry and you're unrepentant, you lose your pastorship. If you embezzle things from the church, money that is not yours to take, you lose your job. If you do any, you know, if you molest children, if you do any number of things that that as a pastor you know are beneath the level of what a pastor is allowed to be as a leader in the Christian faith, you plan on losing your job. That's the given going into it. It's already going to happen. So I'm looking very carefully through the news stories. What did he do? He put something on Facebook along the lines of saying that Democrats were godless. And because he wouldn't retract it for saying that Democrats are godless, that meant he was hate-filled and he had to lose his post?
Yeah, and it, obviously, this is just malarkey, right? This is not about anything.
Besides the fact that it's true that Democratic platform is godless and that they're killing unborn children, that aside, yes.
Right, and rather, Kevin, than condemn the fact that they advocate killing babies, condone killing babies all the way to birth, not
and
to
beyond.
Mention slavery, trafficking, not to mention pedophilia and all the rest of the things that the Democrats do, rather than impugn the party, which they could do and probably have some serious impact, they decide to impugn the messenger, which
right.
is Father Frank Pavone. And it just says so much about where they are today. I think it's the beginning of the end of the Catholic Church in terms of having any sort of credibility out there in the world. And I'm so curious. What I went all the way through Catholic schools. I don't even know if you know that, but I went through Catholic college, at Catholic master's program, my first master's program. And so I completely am so used to there being, you know, a big divide between liberal and Catholics, but you think they would care somewhat about keeping their conservatives there. You know, you've got your cross between your social justice warriors who tend to be on the leftist side, the Jesuits and the rest of them, and then you've got on the conservative side, you know, a lot of just grassroots kind of Catholics who just work real hard. And are
well, let's face it, the vast majority of the pro-life movement has been fueled by faithful Catholics for years. And the head of almost every major pro-life organization for a long time were most likely Catholics. That's changed a little bit in the last 10 years, but not tremendously. But anyway, having said all of that, I hope that Father Frank does stay in the conversation. I hope that it comes to the attention of the American bishops that have separated themselves from the Vatican on a lot of issues in the last few years, and I hope that there's some pushback on this. That this cannot be allowed to stand, and the Vatican seem to have just this iron fist that can come down on anybody whenever it wants to. There's got to be some accountability here, and we can hope for that end, but we'll certainly report on it. Hey, real quickly, what's on your big show tonight?
Well, tonight we are, I think, doing a best of the year show. And we've got one of the coolest things is the Christmas information by Bill Federer, who I know you also love, who is a Catholic, and I can barely wait to ask him about this issue.
That'll be interesting for sure. Dr. G, always appreciate you.
Always appreciate you too.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Stay here.
And in fact, as we continue, it will be the number 2 song of the year, working our way to number 1 in the music spotlight next hour. But up first will be number 2 in our next segment. Kevin McCullough, live from New York. Stay here.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it was an entire year in the making, but we have finally determined what the top two songs for the New Music Spotlight were. And at number two, it's Taylor Swift.
I have a thing where I get older, but just never wiser. Midnight's become my afternoons. When my depression works the graveyard shift, all of the people I've got to stand there in the room. I should not be left to my own devices. They come with prices and vices. I end up in crisis.
Anti-Hero was number one on the charts for six consecutive weeks in 2022 and came in second in the New Music Spotlight for the year. At the end of Hour 2, we will unveil the song that finished first with a record-setting number of weeks at number one on the major charts. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us on this commemorative radio.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.